Consequences by E.M. Delafield. Chapter 1. The Game of Consequences. The firelight flickered on the nursery wall and the children sat round the table, learning the new game which the nursery maid said they would like ever so directly they understood it. "I understand it already," said Alex, the eldest, tossing her head proudly. "Look, Barbara, you fold the piece of paper like this, and then give it to Cedric, because he's next to you, and I give mine to you, and Emily gives hers to me. That's right, isn't it, Emily?" "Quite right, Miss Alex. What a clever girl, to be sure. Here, Master Baby, you can play with me. You're too little to do it all by yourself." "He isn't Baby any more. We've got to call him Archie now. The new little sister is Baby," said Alex dictatorially. She liked always to be the one to give information, and Emily had only been with them a little while. The children's own nurse would have told her to mind her own business or to wait till she was asked before teaching her grandmother. But Emily said complacently, "To be sure, Miss Alex, and such a big boy as Mr. Archie is, too. Now you all write down the name of a gentleman." "What gentleman?" asked Cedric judicially. He was a little boy of 8, with serious grey eyes and a good deal of dignity. "Why, any gentleman, someone you all know." "I know, I know." Alex, always the most easily excited of them all, scribbled on her piece of paper and began to bounce up and down on her chair. "Hurry up, Barbara, you're so slow." "I don't know who to put." Alex began to whisper, and Barbara at once said, "Nurse doesn't allow us to whisper. It's bad manners." "You horrid little prig." Alex was furious. Barbara's priggishness always put her into a temper, because she felt it, unconsciously, to be a reflection on her own infallibility as the eldest. "Miss Barbara," said Emily angrily, "it's not for you to say what nurse allows or doesn't allow. I'm looking after you now. The idea, indeed." Barbara's pale, pointed little face grew very red, but she did not cry, as Alex, in spite of her 12 years, would almost certainly have cried at such a snub. She set her mouth vindictively and shot a very angry look at Alex out of her blue eyes. Then she wrote something on the slip of paper, shielding it with her hand so that her sister could not read it. Cedric was printing in large capitals, easily legible, but no one was interested in what Cedric wrote. There was a good deal of whispering between Emily and little Archie, and then the papers were folded up once more and passed round the table again. "But when do we see what we've written?" asked Alex impatiently. "Not till the end of the game, then we read them out. That's where the fun comes in," said Emily. It was a long while before the papers were done, and most of the children found it very difficult to decide what he said to her, what she replied, and what the world said. But at last even Barbara, always lag last, folded her slip, very grimy and thumb-marked, and put it with the others into Emily's apron. "Now then," giggled the nursery maid, "pull one out, Master Archie, and I'll see what it says." Archie snatched at a paper and they opened it. "Listen," said Emily. "The Queen met Master Archie. Whoever of you put the Queen?" "Cedric," cried the other children. Cedric's loyalty to his sovereign was a byword in the nursery. "Well, the Queen met Master Archie in the park. She said to him, 'No,' and he answered her, 'You dirty little boy, go home and wash your face.' Well, if that didn't ought to be the other way round." "I wish it was me she'd met in the park," said Cedric somberly. "I might have gone back to Buckingham Palace with her and—" "Go on, Emily, go on," cried Alex impatiently. "Don't listen to Cedric. What comes next?" "The consequences was—" "Whatever's here," said Emily, pretending an inability to decipher her own writing. "Well, or never, the consequences was a wedding ring. Whoever went and thought of that now? And the world said—" The nursery door opened and Alex shrieked, "Oh, finish it, quick!" She knew instinctively that it was nurse and that nurse would be certain to disapprove of the new game. "Don't you make that noise, Alex," said nurse sharply. "You'll disturb the baby with your screaming." For a moment, Alex wondered if the game was to be allowed to proceed. But Barbara, well known to be nurse's favourite, must needs say to her in an amiable little voice, such as she never used to her brothers and sisters, "Emily's been teaching us such a funny new game, nurse. Come and play with us." "I've no time to play, as you very well know, with all your clothes wanting looking over the way they do," nurse told her complacently. "What's the game?" Alex kicked Barbara under the table, but without much hope, and at the same moment Cedric remarked very distinctly, "It is called Consequences, and Archie met the Queen in the park."